The House has cleared for President Bush's signature legislation dealing with genetic discrimination. Mary Agnes, can you recap that for us?
The Senate made minor changes to the bill, and the House approved those changes, which sent the bill to the White House, where the President is expected to sign the measure. Under the bill, insurers could not determine the terms of coverage or the premiums charged for a policy based on a genetic predisposition toward a particular disease. Employers would also be prohibited from using that information in determining hiring, firing, or promotions.
What do the bill's sponsors hope the impact of the legislation will be?
After the House cleared the measure, Representative Louise Slaughter, she's a Democrat of New York, and she first introduced genetic anti-discrimination legislation 13 years ago. She said she hoped that by prohibiting the improper use of genetic information, Americans would be encouraged to take advantage of genetic research for treatment and prevention of an array of diseases.
Separately, in the Senate, the sponsors of legislation aimed at increasing the number of Americans covered by health insurance received some good information about their bill. Mary Agnes, could you bring us up to date on that?
An analysis from the Joint Economic Committee and the Congressional Budget Office found that healthcare overhaul legislation sponsored by Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, would be budget neutral once it's fully implemented and would eventually produce budget surpluses if it became law.
What is the significance of that finding?
Increasing health care coverage for the uninsured is a key theme in the presidential campaigns. Both Democratic candidates have produced plans that would expand government and private insurance to cover most of the 47 million Americans who do not now have health insurance. Senator John McCain of Arizona, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, has proposed tax credits for individuals and families to help them afford coverage. One big issue here is how to find an initiative to cover the insured. So if Wyden's plan is officially scored as budget neutral when it's fully implemented by 2014, that could be a significant finding as policymakers struggle to increase health care coverage without increasing costs.
When we last spoke, the House had passed a veto-proof margin legislation to block a series of Medicaid regulations proposed by the Bush administration. What's happening in the Senate, Mary Agnes?
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat of Nevada, tried to pass that legislation by voice vote, but Senator Tom Coburn, a Republican of Oklahoma, objected on the grounds that the regulations could help rein in Medicaid spending. Administration officials have offered to postpone implementation of two of the regulations, and these two deal with ending Medicaid payments for graduate medical education and addressing something known as intergovernmental transfer payments. While negotiations are ongoing, it's unclear if this offer is going to break the Senate logjam on the measure.
So what's the next step?
Democrats may include the legislation to block the Medicaid regulations in a bill to fund the ongoing wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and this is considered a must-pass measure. The strong vote of support for the Medicaid bill in the House signals that that chamber could override a promise veto by President Bush, which no doubt boosts the resolve of Senate Democrats, as many of that chamber's Republicans, to block all seven of the proposed Medicaid regulations.
A House committee recently approved a measure dealing with veterans and substance abuse treatment. Could you give us the highlights?
The bill, which was approved by voice vote, would pay for drug screening, detoxification, relapse prevention, and counseling for veterans. It would also authorize $3 million in funding to create a two-year online pilot program designed to treat substance abuse among veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The panel also approved other bills dealing with the veterans' health care issues. What were those proposals?
One dealt with revising the disability benefit claims processing system to ensure the accurate and timely delivery of compensation to veterans. Another measure would require the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to reimburse veterans receiving emergency treatment in non-department facilities until they're transferred to a VA facility. Another bill that the panel approved would direct the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to provide comprehensive health care to children of Vietnam veterans born with spinal bifida.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.